Hello, WMUC Nation. This is DJ J May coming at you at 9 a.m. with this week's episode of Rhyme or Reason. Before I get into it, you are listening to WMUC FM College Park, and here is a quick little PSA.
Are you looking for a club that celebrates friendship? Then Best Buddies might be the one for you. We organize social events for local folks with disabilities to come to campus and hang out. Some of our highlights of the past years have been our holiday parties, a polar bear plunge in the freezing Chesapeake Bay, our friendship walk with Best Buddies branches from around the state, and a winter formal with over 80 people. And if you want to learn more information, check out our Instagram at BestBuddiesUMB.
Alrighty, thank you, Best Buddies. How are you guys? Happy Friday. Welcome to Friday. We made it through the week. This episode, I will not lie, full transparency as always, I put together this morning. So I hope y'all enjoy it. Honestly, I think some of my best work comes... especially like regarding my art, my best work comes in a time crunch when there are things to be done. Okay. So that being said, I'm doing like a comfy episode. I want to do like comfort. I was thinking about the moon, and I was thinking about the comfort in the dark feminine energy, if that makes sense. Because that's what we're in right now in the winter. It's not really inviting to go outside. I know I love going outside every day. I must go outside or bad things happen, actually. but it's not inviting. Like in the summer, it's sunny and that's the father. And he's like, come play. It'll be so nice. It's sunny. And it's like, yay. But in the winter, it's more like, oh my God, I have to get out of bed. I have to go outside today. But I think that makes it even better when you go outside and you feel like the cold air and you feel that blanket of comfort from the darkness. I don't know. It means so much to me. I love walking outside at night, guys. It's like me and the moon, bro. All right. So I have two poems from Mary Oliver today, and the first one I'm reading now. This is When I Am Among the Trees by Mary Oliver. When I am among the trees, especially the willows and the honey locusts, equally the beech, the oaks, and the pines, they give off such hints of gladness. I would almost say that they save me daily. I am so distant from the hope of myself, in which I have goodness and discernment, and never hurry through the world, but walk slowly and bow often. Around me the trees stir in their leaves and call out, stay a while. The light flows from their branches, and they call again. It's simple, they say, and you too have come into the world to do this, to go easy, to be filled with light, and to shine. And that was When I'm Among the Trees by Mary Oliver. I was left kind of speechless. I think it perfectly words the feeling that I was trying to convey. Shout out Mary Oliver. Her poems are very, 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 very comforting for me. So I will talk a little bit about the music. So, I have my usual. This is like kind of Feast Your Soul, guys. This is basically Feast Your Soul, and I'm not going to apologize for that. That's my old show, for those of you who aren't aware. But I have a lot of women, just some comforting, chill vibes, okay? Like, Woman of the Darkness. A little bit sad, but, like, that's the point. I think, at least. There was something I had to say about going outside. Oh, all I had to say was that I really, really love that poem because it puts things into perspective of what's really important. And for me, that is nature and like the goodness of my heart, honestly. I say this and it sounds like, hey, is ingenuine a word or is it disingenuine? I don't know. But it doesn't feel genuine, but it really is. But as long as I have love in my life, like everything else will fall into place. And I really, 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 really believe that. Guys, I'm also a little thrown off today because I had a dream, as one does typically. And I've been trying to like lock into the dream world. Maybe we can do a dream episode next week, but I've been trying to lock into the dream world, and I am. If you guys like are familiar with Mugwort, if you want to talk about this, please DM me. I would love to talk about this. I won't go too into it because I just won't. Okay, I won't. But I've been having some crazy dreams, so I'm still ruminating in that feeling that I had. It's so unfortunate. I encounter people in my dreams, and sometimes the reality of our relationship is not the same as the reality of our relationship in the dream, if that makes sense. And it's, I can't even think of a word to describe it. Anyways, we have strayed. This is Grapevine by Wiseblood. And then Nectar by Ravina. These are like Bible. Like, this is literally Bible. Like, this this is it. This is my thesis. This is the center. Wiseblood and Ravina. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoy. Very calming, very chill for this rainy Friday 9 a.m. show. Okay, all right.
The man can't see his shadow. Oh, he can block your sun all day. He can make you small. He has the power to take his love away. 6 hours on the grapevine. Cowboy with no hat and start to drift over the line, and it hits me for the first time. Now we're just two cars passing by on the
Thank you, Ravina. I'm going to keep her a little bit in the background. Obviously, my doll, my beautiful doll, Ravina. I love you. And then I also love you, Wiseblood, my mom, basically. I have like this joke that my boss's son... There we go. My boss's son, who for some reason I'm always scheduled with him. I'm like, oh, that's my brother. Like, that's literally my brother. What do you mean? My brother, Gary. All right. So, okay. Up next, I have very famous. I want to say classic. Okay. I've struggled with this. I don't know what makes something a classic. I feel like there's so many different definitions and understandings of classic, but you like have to use it right. I don't know, but I'm going to call it a classic, okay? They teach this in the schools. The children learn this. Okay, this is the song that's playing right now is Plumskins, which is a perfect segue. This is Plumskins by MF Doom. The poem that I'm reading is This Is Just to Say, and I will read it now. I have eaten the plums that were in the icebox, and which you were probably saving for breakfast. Forgive me. They were delicious, so sweet, and so cold. I absolutely love this poem. There's something that just draws me in. I think it's the simplicity of it. And I think it's the imagery too. I can just imagine like biting into this plum, like it's just juicy plum, like it's cold and juicy and delicious. I love plums. Oh my god. But I like the part where it's not yours. You're indulging in something hedonistic that really isn't yours. They're not your plums. You shouldn't be eating these plums. But there's an apology there, which I think is so cute. So for this section for the music, I want to do more like, I think the poem leaves a lot more to feel rather than what it says. And that's something that I'm interested in and working on. I feel like I talk a lot. I feel like I talk a lot. And I want to say like less words and convey more feeling, if that makes any sense. And I think that's exactly what this poem does, especially with the imagery. So for the music, I want to do like more chill, less words, more feeling. I guess that's a challenge, guys. Feel things instead of trying to explain them. Like try to describe something, but you can't use words. And that's the feeling, right? That's the raw feeling. And I feel like there's something so like mystical and beautiful about that. Anyways, this is Plumskins by MF Doom. We'll listen to a little bit more of this. And then after this, I have Lua by Winter and Nyla Hunter. It's really good. If you guys are into like, just listen to it. It's like a fairy tale, okay? Just listen to it. All right, thanks for sticking with me. Thanks for tuning in to Rhyme or Reason on WMUC.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Winter and Nyla Hunter for Lua. And thank you, MF Doom, for Plumskins. We have gotten to... This is unintentional, but every time I've done originals, it's been at, like, the halfway mark, 9:30. And we've gotten to that point, guys. This is a bit of a sad one, I will say. And I do apologize. This is something I feel guilt for. This is something I feel shame for. I feel like a lot of my art is rooted in darkness. A lot of my art is rooted... I feel like a lot of my just interests in general are kind of dark. And I feel bad about this because I don't want to, like, bring anyone down. But, like, trust it's okay. Trust. I think some girls are just, like, into freaky things, and I think that's really beautiful, and it's more than okay. I wrote this on February 9th. I'm thinking of how to word this. Maybe I should just read the poem. I'll just read the poem. It doesn't have a title, but it's not funny anymore. This is from February 9th. It's not funny anymore. The crying cat outside my door. The disdain for you, the love. The dizziness of it all. The disdain for me. The budding love and explosive vanity. My unevenness. Hair, back, skinny arms, dirty floor. Injustice in my chest, but doubt right next to it. Feeling little, feeling big. Taking care, taking care, taking care, taking care of it. Crave and cave. Pressure points pushed. Red eyes and gripping tight. It just isn't funny anymore. It just wasn't funny anymore, guys. It was not funny. Like, it gets to a point, y'all, and it's not funny anymore, okay? And that's where I was. But it brings me comfort. I don't know, to read... It's a very comforting piece for me. I don't know, to read that, it's like, oh, baby, it's okay. Oh, sweet girl, it's okay. That's why I think there's kind of this such a comfort in the darkness, because it really brings out the opposite. It's like, oh, sweetie, don't even worry about it. It's okay. Anyways, just this little piece. I'm writing. I hope you guys are writing too. It's so much fun. I'm working on time theory. If anybody also, I think I've mentioned this, but if anybody wants to talk about time theory, please hit me up. All right. So for the music for this section, I picked two kind of angry girls, maybe angsty girls. I have Operelli and Snail Mail. Operelli, this song is really great. It's called My Bell Rings. And one of the lyrics, it's something like, I feel like Tinkerbell inside when you don't give me your attention. And that's something I love when, like, the things that I've been writing about or thinking about appear in the art that I'm consuming as well. I'm like, wow, you guys get it. You guys get it so bad. But sometimes I feel like Tinkerbell when I don't get my attention. I live for that applause. But you gotta find that within. This is the truth. So this is My Bell Rings by Operelli, and then I have some Snail Mail, because I've been back on that Snail Mail train. Yeah. All right, let's give them a listen.
You no longer give me your attention. Thank you.
Thank you, Snail Mail. And thank you, Operelli. I hope you guys like those songs. It's always very personal when I, obviously, it's always very personal when I read my own work and play these songs. So it means a lot to me. All right. So for the next poem, I have another Mary Oliver. This is Loneliness by Mary Oliver. I too have known loneliness. Let me start again. Sometimes you just trip up and sometimes you have to start again, and this is okay. All right. I too have known loneliness. I too have known what it is to feel misunderstood, rejected, and suddenly not at all beautiful. Oh, Mother Earth, your comfort is great. Your arms never withhold. It has saved my life to know this. Your rivers flowing, your roses opening in the morning. Oh, motions of tenderness. And that's Loneliness by Mary Oliver. Talking about, wow, I feel so lonely. But look at you, Mama Nature, you got my back. And that's exactly how I feel. Mary Oliver, big shout out, she gets me. Yeah, I don't feel like there's much else to say about that other than she's always going to be there. Then there's a, like, la naturaleza, the nature, she's always going to be there for you. And this is the truth I've found. Okay, so for the music for this section, first I have Nomad by Claro. The lyrics, I'd rather be alone than a stranger, but I'd rather be alone than a stranger. It came to me in lecture. I was sitting in lecture and I was like, what song is this? I know what song this is, but I don't. Really sat with me. So I really, like, I don't know. I was sitting there and I was like really thinking about this. And I feel like she's just saying that she'd rather, I get it. Like, I get it so bad. Like, she gets me so bad. I'd rather be alone. I'd rather spend time in lonesome than be misunderstood or not understood at all in general by someone else. And I really get that. She gets me so bad. It's something that I've been thinking about is the time in between. I've talked about this before, but I'll do my quick little spiel. It's the time. So in meditation, it's that time when you reach, like, your peak meditation, when there's nothing, there's no thoughts, it's nothing, but it's everything, right? Because it's nothing. This absence of thoughts and really just being present. Another way to think about it is the time in between seconds or milliseconds. However, the thing is, when you think, like, theoretically like this, you can do it on really any scale, but it's easier to think of it in some ways. Whatever. The time in between seconds, that that moment of peace and clarity before the seconds change, the number changes into something else. It's nothing. I don't know how to explain it. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, that's also really okay. Yeah, this is just, I have written, like, while I was listening to the music, I was writing down my thoughts on this. But it also relates to me, like, this time in between. It's kind of like floating. It's like when you jump in the air. Yeah. It's like when you jump and it's that moment when you're just floating in the air. I think it also can be found in transitional spaces. Like the outside, like what we were talking about, like the nature outside and other transitional spaces, whether that's metaphorical or physical, like a hallway, for example. They're not really places that you travel to. You're not going to the hallway. You're going through the hallway. And for that, it's a transitional space. And for that, it has the same properties as that time in between. Sorry if I lost you. I get a little theoretical. But all I wanted to say is, if you feel like, if you feel like you're a shapeshifter, and I feel like I am, a lot of people have told me this, I don't even recognize you, you look so different. I am always changing, like, my hair or the way I look. And, like, that is intentional because I want to look the way that I feel on the inside. I want the energy on the inside or the change on the inside to reflect on the outside so people can better understand. So I just want to shout out, like, my genderqueer people or just queer people in general or my mestizas. I don't know, the people who are more than one thing. And it's a really difficult place to be, I've found, at least, to be in between two and seemingly two extremes, or just being in between in general. It's really hard because you never feel like one. But I think lately I've been trying to find a home in the spaces in between. And that's what Nomad is about. It's about travelers, nomads. They don't really have like a permanent home. No, they travel from place to place, but that place in between, that traveling, that is their home. And that's how I feel. So yeah, I thought it all came together really beautifully. So without more explanation, this is Nomad by Claro, and then after that I'm gonna play Basta Ya by the Marías.
Come no matter. Dime qué vas a hacer. Entrégate a mi piel.
Thank you to the Marias, and thank you to Claro, as always. All right, I am on my last poem. Looks like we have about 13 minutes. I was looking for another original because I saw that I had time. However, I don't want to get too sad. I always like to end on a positive note. And I don't want to go there. I won't go there today, okay? It'll be sprinkled in so precisely and so lovingly. Y'all won't even know. It's like putting vegetables in a child's pasta. Like, you know how moms will like grind the vegetables into the sauce? That's how I feel when I like share these little, that's how I feel with my art. I feel like I'm like putting these little pieces of things and weaving them in. And nobody knows. It's like it never happened. It's like our little secret. All right. So this is, I want to end on a positive note as always. And this poem is just so sweet and simple. It's lovely. It's making me smile. Okay. This is The Orange by Wendy Cope. At lunchtime, I bought a huge orange. The size of it made us all laugh. I peeled it and shared it with Robert and Dave. They got quarters, and I had a half. And that orange, it made me so happy, as ordinary things often do. Just lately, the shopping, a walk in the park, this is peace and contentment. It's new. The rest of the day was quite easy. I did all the jobs on my list and enjoyed them and had some time over. I love you. I'm glad I exist. That is The Orange by Wendy Cope. So simple, and what I really like about it is that it's so easy to understand. Sometimes poems, art in general, can be difficult to understand, and I find that a little bit frustrating sometimes because I feel like I'm difficult to understand. My art is, like, kind of difficult to understand, but it's this poem is so accessible, and that's also something that I've encountered in the one class that I'm taking that's, like, arts, kind of stuff that I want to study more so than, like, I don't know. This is just more of, like, the liberal arts side of, like, what I study, because the other stuff that I study is kinesiology, movement of the human body, which is a little more mechanical, a little more scientific, but it's in Spanish, so which honestly, it's so perfect. When I think about it, it just, everything lines up so perfectly. I love that the art site that I study is in Spanish. But anyways, I found that the poems that are easy to understand, that have accessible vocabulary, are kind of the best in my mind because it's right there. And I think that's the whole point, like, of this poem. It's right there. And that's, like, the whole point. Oh, so beautiful. I love poetry, guys. I'm feeling so grateful. Okay, so I'm gonna play Lead Light by Julia Jacklin, and I'm gonna say goodbye now. We're gonna end a little early today. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. This has been Rhyme or Reason. Oh my gosh, I forgot to say the intro, but I'm gonna say it now. We read some poetry, we listened to some songs, whether that went along thematically or just based off of vibes. But either way, there was rhyme or reason. All right, and with that, I wish you a lovely weekend, a lovely life, honestly, a lovely next week. And Lead Light by Julia Jacklin is going to take us out today. Tune in for the rest of the shows. A lot of my friends have shows today. The next show is Acoustic Smoothie. If you guys want to listen, I think you should. But all right, thanks for tuning in to WMEC. Love you guys. See y'all next week.
I was once a Sunday night when I saw the red light off from the pain. I didn't know that this girl was not only I lay right beside, and I didn't know that this girl was not only harder, oh, but colder when you are not around. I love you, my darling, I do, but I can't reposition me. Love you, my darling, I do, but I can't promise I'll be here to see this whole love to you. So I ran with dreams to reach the skyline, straight up that incline. I ran towards the blue, and I didn't know that this sky is not only wider, oh, but clearer when I'm standing next to you. I love you, my darling, I do, but I can't reposition, make a fool of you. I love you, my darling, I do, but I can't promise I'll be here to see this whole love. Oh, I trust in me. I cost more than you earn. So tell me, boy, why didn't you ever learn? I love you, my darling, I do. But I can't let position me to fool of you. I love you, my darling, I do. But I can't promise I'll be here to see this whole love you. Thank you.